Davar Nifla, that the Chassam Sofer, in one of his drashas, this drasha that the Chassam Sofer gave was in the year Tav Kuf Samech Tes. Tav Kuf Samech Tes, which Mesparim is the year 1809. That was the year that Presburg was under siege, the French Revolution. And the Chassam Sofer got up and he gave a drasha and he shared with the Olam something very personal. He told him he's struggling right now. He said the Chevra want to take him out of the city. There's an opportunity right now to be able to leave. But I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do. Because if I'm going to leave Presburg, I'll save my life. But at the same time, what's going to be with everybody else? So he said, there's a part of me that feels, and there's a part of me that feels that if I have an opportunity to leave, I should leave. And he went on, we've done this once, Barichos, and he talked about different minhagim. He says, in Prague, Dinoid Yehuda, he said 60 years earlier, so this is 60 years before the year 1809, he says there was a big siege, and Dinoid Yehuda wanted to leave, and he says the Chevra and the Kehila didn't allow Dinoid Yehuda to leave. This is what he said. And he said, but my Rebbe, the Hafla, when he was in Frankfurt, and there was a siege there, this is what Jewish life was like once upon a time, but he said, when there was a siege there, the Hafla left. And he says, there were different cheshbonis. He says, we have a Messiah, Vayihi ben Soyah, when the Aron, the manik of the Kehila, leaves, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu aivecha, causes the enemy to go away. This Dvarim Niflam that he's saying in that Rosh. So Toich Dvarav, when he's struggling, should I leave or should I stay? He says, a Dvar Nifla v'ruyin advarim l'misha amram. He says, we know, Shivasa b'tamas. What happened in Shivasa b'tamas? The wall was finally breached. Vatibaka ho'ir. Right, this all happened when? It happened on Shivasa b'tamas. Demis is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says that you know when it was Vatibaka Oir? It was Tes Tamuz. So was it Tes Tamuz or was it Yud Zayin Tamuz? So Toysis and Roshan, Daf Yud Chesam Beis, asks the Kasha. And Toysis says, like Kasha, there were two Beis HaMikdoshes. The first Beis HaMikdosh was Tes Tamuz, that's Yirmiyahu. And the second Beis HaMikdosh was Shavasa B'Tamuz. But then Toysis brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that really, the Vatibaka Oir of the first Beis HaMikdosh was also Shavasa B'Tamuz. So why does the pasuk say Tes Tamuz? He says because of the great sorrows that the Yidden was suffering from at that time, they made a mistake. Tov b'cheshbon, they thought it was Tes Tamuz. It was really Yud Zayin Tamuz. Frank Yerushalmi, if they thought it was Tes Tamuz, but really it was Yud Zayin Tamuz, so why does the pasuk say what they thought? Why does the pasuk say the Tais? The pasuk should say what really happened. It should say Shavasa B'Tamuz. So Taisva says that the pasuk wanted to bring out the tzara, feel the pain, that literally the Jews, they didn't even know what day it happened, such an important day, a day that would lay an infamy, a day that would trigger the 3 weeks, a day that Yidden throughout the world would fast and mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They messed up that day. So the Chassam Sofer said, what's pshat by the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash? They made a mistake. They thought it was Tes Tamuz, really it was Yud Zayin Tamuz. By the second Beis HaMikdash, they were loytal b'cheshven. It was Yud Zayin Tamuz, and they knew it was Yud Zayin Tamuz. So what was the difference? So this is a Toich Tvar, it's one line in a drasha. He said, the reason is, because who was the leader of the Jewish people during the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash? Was Yirmiyahu. Where was Yirmiyahu when all this was happening? He was B'toich Ami Anoichi Yosheves. He was in Golish, in Emol, together with the Yidden. He had it worse. And being that he had it worse, and he was together with the Yidden, he was B'toich the Tzara, so you didn't have the Enei Yo'edo, you didn't have the Manig to give you a little bit of clarity to know exactly what was going on. But he said, who was the manig of the Yidden during the second Beis HaMikdash? It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Where was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? He was not in Jerusalem. He was smuggled out. He never came back in. They thought he died. He couldn't come back in. He was outside of Jerusalem. And because the manig was outside of Jerusalem, the manig had clarity. And because he had clarity, there was no mistake. And that's why he was Shavasa B'Tamuz, and he knew it was Shavasa B'Tamuz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai leaving Jerusalem was important to have an audience in front of the Kesa of Raimi. But it was also a bechina of Vayihi ben Soya Aroim. Vayomer Moshe Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu oivecha. There was a chatzi nechama in the fact that the leader wasn't there. There was a certain clarity of mind by virtue of the fact that the leader wasn't there. And the Chassam Sofer gets up in Rabbi and he says, I'm struggling with this. My Chassam Sofer left. He did leave. Came back, but he left. But the bottom line is just a little snippet of a Joshua's Chassam Sofer, which is printed in the Sefer HaZikaron. That's the autobiography of the Chassam Sofer. But again, this is read for a whole nother day.